and whoevermore will be. He opened the prison doors, he parted the raging sea. My God, he holds the victory.
Tonight, we have some prayer resources, and we really encourage you, if you would also at some point come down and take a prayer card to pray for someone else in our community. I just want to remind you, we're here today creating rhythms of prayer and silence. Maybe you had those already established, and maybe you didn't, but we want to remind you that you're building a foundation that will last your entire lifetime. And this is a habit that's, habit's not a negative word. It simply means something that you have a tendency toward, and it's hard to give up. So we are believing that this habit of prayer over the next 20, 30 years is going to be so hard for you to turn away from. That in the difficult moments of life, you have already come to the throne, and you are covered by the power of the Lord in prayer. I want to thank the parents who have come, particularly my friend back here, and brought your kids every single night. I don't know, Pastor Nicole, that I've seen families with so many ranges of ages of kids like we have this year. And, you know, to walk around and to hear your children running around saying, I get that card. No, don't run. Wait for me. You know, as a parent, you're praying through the distraction, through the questions and the noise. And you are exemplifying to your child something that they're going to have forever. It is an honor to see you parent your children in the Lord. So tonight we're going to start in Psalm 107, verse 20. And this chapter begins with, "Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak it out loud." As we read down to verse 20 in Psalm 107, we see how God has redeemed various people throughout history. And when we get to verse 20, it says that the Lord, he sent his word and healed them, delivering them from their destructions or from the pit. See, in sending his word like one would send a messenger, life changes. I think of the ancient king who sat on the throne in his castle, and he sent his messenger, a physical person, out to the battleground, and he told that general, "Go ahead and fight." See, a few verses prior to this, those who called on his name in this chapter were sinners. They had stepped out of his jurisdiction. They had rebelled. But now they're calling on his name. And this is what you and I do today when we step into the Holy of Holies in Jesus' name. He sends the answer. When we look into Matthew 8, verse 8, and we see Jesus talking to this Gentile Roman officer. And the officer comes and says, "Hey, can you heal my servant? He's really precious to me and he's dying." And Jesus actually says, "Yes, I'll come to your house." This is not a Jewish person. But the officer says, no, you just stand right here and you say the word. You send it out into the environment. See, I think about this as a parent. When my child comes to me and says, "Rah, rah, rah," and it's about a situation in another room or another space, and all I say is, "Go tell them mom said," and that child turns around and walks back. I've sent my word out, and that word carries an authority, and that's all that is needed in this situation. So picture you're talking to Jesus today, tonight, and as you're talking, he is releasing his authority into your space. My child believes that when I say mom said, that person will respond to the situation and do whatever I said. But I've noticed as my children have aged, and they're not babies, they're not toddlers, they're not as young, they kind of pause to contemplate, will that really work? Because now they have these conflicting histories that they have seen happen, right? They've seen experiences happen, and it causes them to, but do we do this in prayer? Are we allowing conflicting histories that have happened, that we've seen in someone else's life, water down the truth of the word? See, I want you to remember, Jesus notes out loud this officer's faith. He says, "I've never seen it in Israel, the faith that this guy has," and he's not a Jew. What was the faith? All the officer said was, you don't have to go. You don't have to touch him. You don't have to even speak to him. He said, all you have to do is send the word, because I know how authority and power work. So can you imagine, Pastor Nicole said this the other day, when we reduce our vocabulary down to just the word, we take out the but, we take out the, "Oh, I feel, I think," all those things are taken out, and we start to just speak the simple truth. And because this causes you and I to unite in faith with the spirit of faith, and something transforms us, but also transforms into the environment that we're living. You remove emotion. You remove baggage. You stop begging. You stop pleading. And certainty stands in that place because you know who you're talking to. The officer also said he didn't ask him to pray, which is pretty interesting. He didn't say, "Pray for my servant." No, he says, "Just send the word right here. Don't even go. Send it from right here," because you know what? This officer believed that Jesus, the human he saw, was God in heaven as well. Fully powerful, like a circle with no open spot. There all was connected. We know that Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father, right? Interceding for us. He sends his word to answer immediately, but you say, "But Hannah, I've been praying for a while." So great. Let's jump to Daniel 10. And Daniel has this vision. He's been praying and he's been asking the Lord. And in this vision, this being comes to him and he says, "Since the first day you began to pray for understanding," so he was asking for an answer, "and you humbled yourself before the Lord, your request was heard. And he goes on to say, I was hung up in spiritual warfare. And then the angel came to help me, and now I'm here to answer you. This is happening in your and I's lives. Sometimes it is an instantaneous answer, and sometimes it's not. But that does not mean that the Lord did not send his word. That is not the truth. The word has been sent in accordance with his will and your will aligning with it. When we move to Acts 4, verse 24 through 30, we see this group of people, Jesus' dearest friends on earth. They have witnessed miraculous highs and lows, and now their best friend is gone. And they know that they're heading into great turmoil. It's going to be the pit. It's going to be suffering, and it's going to be death. But what did they do? They just pray the scripture. They literally quote back to the Lord what Psalm 2 says. They take a section of it and they begin to pray with him, because they say, hey, you said back in this section of scripture this was going to happen quite a while ago. Jesus told us before he died this was going to happen, but we know it's futile. Death is futile. All that these possible things are futile because God had the authority and the answer. I want you to realize the believers were praying in reliance on the office of Christ and not just his nature. They believed he was God. They had seen him physically as a man, but they also believed he was God and that his authority would be released through their lives and courage to preach the gospel boldly and for signs and wonders to occur. Last week, Pastor Nicole, she talked about surrender, of choosing to make God our master and to place ourselves under his lordship. This can seem really scary. And sometimes we can think of slaves, like slavery in America in the 1800s. We can think of all those kinds of things and what master and servant slave, what they can mean, but not in the Trinity. It's not the same. I used to think of the ancient lords in Europe, right? They were always fighting each other. They would whack your head off at a moment's notice if you did not give the correct tribute, if you did not say the right word, if you looked at them wrong. And they were always afraid that someone was coming after their throne. But this isn't the God that we know. This is not the Holy Trinity. He is last. There is nothing beyond him. If you can understand and grasp, the Lord that we serve is final. Takes away so much fear. The disciples believed this when they prayed in Acts. They had nothing else to believe. In Psalm 107, this was also what the psalmist was believing and what they had seen throughout the history of Israel. His word is his authority. Just like when I tell my child, mama said, go tell him, and that situation changes. So today I ask you, that when you are praying for your situation, whatever it is, that you would literally open the Bible and you would get a scripture and you would pray it without any of your other words, but you would just pray what it says and begin to apply it in faith, that because you're saying his word, he sent it, and it will come to pass in your life.
This is a house of worship. This is a place of praise, where every demon trembles, where we proclaim your name. This is a house of healing. Our hearts are full of faith. Yeah. You have our full attention. You have the final say.
Come on.
And I still believe you'll move. I still believe you'll speak. God, I believe you're all things for good. So I fix my eyes. God, I receive your faith. God, I believe your word. All things for good. Yeah. All things for good.
Jesus, have it all. Do whatever you want to, and I will make room for you. Sons and daughters sing.
We declare.
Father, we thank you right now as a group, as a community for the next 8 minutes. We are praying for Peter Dostick Ministries. And right now, as Eric Smith and his team are in the Philippines getting ready for the next leg of crusades and pastoral meetings tomorrow. I don't really know what time that is right now. But tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. Father, we just thank you as a community. We believe our first prayer tonight is Acts 4:29, that you give them great boldness to preach your word. You stretch out your hand with healing power. Miraculous signs and wonders occur in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that in the Philippines right now, this team, they are having steadfastness of heart for what you have called this group of people to complete. We thank you. Thank you for the entire team that goes out into many nations all throughout this year of 2026, that they are steadfast of heart. And now, Lord, we believe that when you give purpose and dream, you have all the provision within that word. So we agree for the provision of the King in every situation. Thank you. given by other ministers, that they are reaping the harvest, because this is the time for the harvest to be reaped right now in this moment. You have already ordained it, and I ask that Eric and his team, they see that, they capture that, and they believe it in their hearts. We thank you for the dreams and purposes that you birthed decades ago that are now coming to pass in these nations. And last, we believe and speak out renewed family relationships within each family as they obey the calling you have given them, Father. I thank Hallelujah. Now we take the last 2 minutes of silence to hear what the Lord would say to our hearts. Day 10. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow night.